So Missouri's Secretary of State, Jay Ashcroft, is coming to Kansas City tonight for an event. He joins us here on KCMO Talk Radio. Mr. Secretary, thanks for being here. What do you have going on tonight in town?
Talking about cancel culture and the need to not have censorship and allow people to speak and to listen to different ideas. The fact that if you want to live in a free society and be able to say what you want to say, sometimes you're going to hear stuff you don't like.
Okay, so who's putting this event on? I mean, if people are looking for something to do tonight on a rainy day in Kansas City, can they show up? What's the deal tonight?
They can show up to it. The ACLU is part of it. Several different groups are helping to put it on just to make sure that we have a real discussion, because I think a lot of people are concerned, regardless of their political stance or where they're on the spectrum, about what's being said and making sure that their voice is heard. That's what our representative democracy is about, making sure that people's voices are heard.
Well, that's compelling. So you're going to be there tonight. The ACLU is helping put on this event on cancel culture. There is some irony there to me, but that is actually encouraging to me that you've got Jay Ashcroft, you have the ACLU, different sides of the coin, generally speaking, and everyone's coming together to talk about cancel culture. That should be pretty compelling stuff.
I think it is. And, you know, historically, the ACLU would say that they were against cancel culture. And I hope that they continue to being against cancel culture. I think it's great to have a rigorous debate. And, you know, if I'm in a rigorous debate with someone, I mean, we don't need to be foul, but we can have a rigorous debate, and I can't answer their questions or defend my opinion, then maybe I need my opinion.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mr. Secretary, other things happening around the state. Most notably, this is something that you have been a part of here for the last several months. It's been a headline story around this library rule that you have proposed to try to make sure that age-appropriate materials are what are in our public school libraries. Where is that at right now, and where is that conversation at right now?
The library rule will take effect. It's either May 30th or May 31st. It will just make sure that parents have greater control over what their individual children see and read. And, you know, if a public library wants to have materials that you or I might find objectionable, they're just not going to be able to have them in the children's section.
So it can be in a school library. It just can't be in the children's section. Is that what you're telling me?
The rule that, you know, there is a separate law that was passed last year. Senator Rick Bratton was a part of that, as you know, that really affects what school libraries are allowed to do. And there are some prohibitions there. There's a lawsuit ongoing with that right now. But with regard to the public libraries, the rule that has been set up doesn't prohibit really certain things from being in the library. It requires placement of objectionable items to be outside of the children's section, requires the library to have a policy for deciding what's age appropriate or not, and to follow that policy, and of course requires them to have a policy to allow parents of minor children to dispute what's going on, and then they have to publicly divulge what happens with that dispute so parents know that they're not just being ignored.
Okay, so this is in, like, your town library is what we're talking about here, which, I mean, makes all the sense in the world to me.
Well, there's two of them, so it's confusing.
Okay, yes, that's right. What about ESG? This is something that's been a hot talking point in both of our state legislatures. When it comes to what's going on there in Jeff City, environmental, social governance, and how that plays into investments, whether that's at the state level or elsewhere, what can be done, what should be done on that front?
Well, unfortunately, we just saw that the President of the United States vetoed a bipartisan override of a regulation. His government had put out a regulation allowing pension funds to use ESG for making decisions. Republicans and Democrats alike, by overwhelming majority, said that's not a good idea. The data shows that that means you earn less money. But he said, no, we're going to let them do that. So in the state of Missouri, I put forth a rule that said if you're an investment advisor, a broker dealer, and you want to suggest ESG or something like that instead of the best return, you just have to get the okay from your client. I want people to know they're getting the best possible advice to make money. If they want to do something else, that's their decision.
Okay, so they just have to basically disclose that to the client, what they are doing. So is that something that you're able to do unilaterally, or does that have to now pass through legislation?
I've put forth a rule that will do that unilaterally, and we've seen several other states, Wyoming, Mississippi, Idaho, Indiana and Georgia, where the Secretary of State has oversight over securities. They're looking at using Missouri's rule. But in addition to that, we're also working on legislation that would codify that rule and some other things. I'm expectant that it'll be voted out of the House this week, and I'm expecting that those same states will also be looking at doing the same thing. It's Missouri leading the country in how to protect investors, because we just want to require disclosure.
Yeah. Mr. Secretary, last thing. This emergency rule being sent out by the AG's office, what's going on there? What do people need to know?
My understanding is he'll be filing that with our office as of yesterday afternoon. It hadn't been filed, so I haven't seen it yet. But my understanding is it will be filed to make sure that we're not taking advantage of young children with regard to chemicals and surgery with regard to the transgender issue. Once it's filed, it will be posted on the SOS website, sos.mo.gov, under administrative rules or emergency rules, because it'll be an emergency rule. I would encourage every Missourian to go to the website to look at that rule and make comments.
There you go. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, he will be at the World War One Museum tonight for an event on cancel culture. Should be a good conversation. Safe travels up this way, Mr. Secretary, if you're not here yet. And look forward to hearing how that goes. Thanks so much for being on KCMO.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. That's Jay Ashcroft.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free. See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Always grateful for his time here on the show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.